Last month, the state began issuing temporary licenses for cannabis retailers, distributors, testing labs, and microbusinesses. Those went into effect on January 1st. But that doesn't mean Californians will see a drastic change with pouches of marijuana crowding store shelves, because it's up to cities and counties to decide what type of commercial cannabis businesses to allow. Alex Traverso is with the Bureau of Cannabis Control.
The locals have had the opportunity to see the state's rules, and now they are crafting their own ordinances and getting their own rules in place so they can start licensing businesses in their cities and their counties.
Some local governments have opted to ban commercial cannabis activities altogether. Since the passage of Prop 64, the state scrambled to design emergency rules for every aspect of the industry, from seed to sale. Dennis Hunter is co-founder of CannaCraft, a Sonoma-based company in cultivation and manufacture. He's concerned there aren't enough licensed businesses in the supply chain. That matters. A retailer can only buy from a licensed distributor. The distributor has to wait for a testing lab to approve the products.
And so there's going to be a bit of a train wreck at first, just trying to get those products through the new process and get them onto the shelves.
Going forward, all cannabis products will require lab testing. That's a change from earlier medical marijuana laws. But there will be a 6-month grace period. Retailers may sell products that aren't lab tested as long as the packaging is clearly labeled. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.